My brethren, you all on the tape, if you disagree with me, I'll pray for you. If I'm wrong, you pray for me. I'm going to read some now. I want you to listen real close to this. Here's where the Spirit said, pick up the pen.
Amen.
I'll have to leave some of it go, but I've got to bring some of it to you. All right. Now, here is what I'm trying to say to you. The law of reproduction brings forth of its kind. Genesis 1:11. These last days, true church bride comes to the headstone, will be the super church, a super race, as the near the great headstone. They will be much like, so much like him, they will be in his very image, in the order to be united with him. They will be one. They will be the very manifestation of the Word of the living God. Denominations can never produce this. They will produce their creeds and dogmas mixed with the Word, and brings a hybrid product. The first son was spoken seed Word of God. He was given a bride. I'm just reviewing the Spirit, and I was picking up what I said, see? A bride. To produce himself. She fell. See, that's what the bride was given, to produce himself again, another son of God. But she fell by high breeding, see? Produce himself. But she fell, caused him to die. The second son, a spoken seed word of God, was given a bride like Adam. But before he could marry her, she had fallen also. For she was put to a free moral agency, like Adam's wife was, to believe God's word and live or doubt it and die. And she did. Then from a little group of the true seed of the word, God will present Christ a beloved bride, a virgin of his word. And through them and by them will be fulfilled all that has been promised for his word in the virgin, who knows no man-made creeds or dogmas. The word of promise in himself, like it was in Mary, God himself made manifest. He will act himself by his own word of promise, so to fulfill all that has been written of him, as he did when he came from the virgin womb, type of the spirit womb, now, so will the virgin now, accepting his word, be it unto me as thou hast said. Though it was said by an angel, while it yet was the written word, Isaiah 9:6, they will love him, love his, and will have his potentials, for he is their head, and they are his subjects, subject to his head. Headship of Christ was his. Notice what harmony. Jesus never did anything until seen of the Father, or the Father showed him first. Harmony between God and Christ. John 5:19. So will the bride. And he shows her his word of life. He shows her. And she receives it. She never doubts it. Nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Amen. Now I got a great big hallelujah. Here is the secret. The word is in the bride. And the mind of Christ to know what he wants done with the word, and she does it in his name. She has, thus saith the Lord.